This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we introduced what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Let's do an inductive study of this portion. To start, we'll answer the question, what does it say? Then we'll answer the question, what does it mean? When we've done this, we'll answer the question, what difference should this make in our lives? Let's begin by identifying what it says. We find that God wants us to understand what happens to those who die as believers. Since Jesus was raised from the dead, we have hope that all who die as believers will experience resurrection and be raptured together with believers who are still alive when Jesus Christ comes. Once raptured, we'll be with the Lord forever. This return of Jesus Christ for his own is announced with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. Because these realities are promised, we should comfort one another and help each other as we grieve. We have reason to hope, not like the rest of men. This information then needs to be interpreted so we can determine what it means to us and for us. This portion is often referred to in a funeral service, so it's important to understand what it means. To be ignorant of this truth makes it difficult to comfort or encourage others when a loved one dies. It also means we are ill-prepared to face death ourselves. So take time to meditate on it, and we'll continue this study in our next visit. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.